I was stuck in a small room with a crazy man, a dangerous one. He had some scar on his elbow and some tattoos on his knee. It was a lion with red eyes. The room was cold as iron. Water was dropping from the ceiling, a cracked ceiling. Actually, I liked that crack, because my friend Joe would usually visit me from that crack. Joe was a mouse. I would give him some of my meals every day. He loved bread, but bread was the only thing we could eat in that prison. All the foods were rotten, and if we ate them, we would feel our stomach ramming with nausea. The smell of our room was sour and disgusting. They wanted us to suffer and die in this darn place. We had no toilet to do our business, but I knew everything would change. I had a feeling in my gut. One night, I heard a squeaking sound. I knew it was Joe, my lovely old friend, who came to have his precious meal with me. "Beat it, you damn mouse," said Donovan, the wild roommate. "Take that dirty mouse out of my sight if you want to have some eyes to see that mouse again, old man." I've been hearing the same dialogue from Donovan each time Joe came to visit me. I sat up to meet my old friend, but this time he ignored to share some bread with me. He was mentioning something to me. He wanted to show me something. Suddenly, I was on the scent. I forced my weak finger to the crack of the ceiling. I found out that the mouse chewed the crack and made it weak so that I can run from that old cell. I turned to face Donovan, but he was drifted off and fast asleep. Now was the time to taste the freedom again. I climbed my bed and forced myself up. We used the channel between the cells to reach to the sewer. I put my friend in my pocket and swam to reach the freedom. I was there. I felt the fresh air again. I brought Joe out and said, "I think that did the trick, Joe. Now we are free."